The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Tony Maguire, though, is with me in the meantime. Tony is the principal of a primary school in Cork. Tony, you're welcome to the show. You are teaching kids at the moment, I understand, in the corridors of the school, such as the shortage of classrooms and staffing. Tell me a little bit about the problem.
Good evening, Kieran. Thanks very much for having me. It's lovely to talk to you. Yes, I suppose it's important to give a bit of background on our school. So our school was opened in 2018 under divestment. So the people of Fermoy voted for our school to give parents a choice in the town. And as the department opened the school, we were to be a four-classroom school. And we are co-located on site with the ETB. So the Department of Education gave us four classrooms. One of those classrooms is 33 metres squared. One of the classrooms is 24 metres squared. Now, the department's buildings manual, which they've published themselves and to which they build new schools, states that classrooms should be 80 metres squared. So two of our classrooms fall way below those measurements. And on top of that, they made absolutely no provision for the fact that children with additional needs need a room to go to be educated. So if they need extra support in maths or English, they need a room to go to. So at the moment, our children are currently sandwiched into tiny classrooms, and children who have any additional needs or need support with English as an additional language are being educated in the staff room of the school or in the corridors.
How many kids are in the school?
We now have 93, so we've grown steadily since 2018. We're capped at 104 children and we're up to 93 now, and we cannot fit in the building we're in currently.
Cap is a farcical one if you're not even at it yet and you're teaching kids with additional needs in the corridors. I mean, the building is not fit for purpose.
No, and that's my argument, is that while the agreement is there and we're fully aware of the fact that we're to be a four-classroom school, we could never fit. And anybody who looked at the measurements of the building we're in, the floor that we're on, it would have been clear that we were never going to fit and it was not a suitable setting for our children or for our school.
Are there other rooms or buildings nearby that you could use, Tony?
Well, at the moment, we're in the bottom floor of a four-storey building, which has belonged to the Department of Education, is in the sole ownership of the Department of Education. But they are currently leasing those top three floors to the ETB, and they are prioritising the ETB, which is a separately funded government department, over their own children and school, as far as I can see. So there is available space upstairs, but we're not being given access to that because the ETB are being left there, and they have said that they won't ask the ETB to move out to facilitate extra space for us.
Okay, so in the meantime then, the consequence of that is that, as you say, children in your school, children with additional needs, having to use the staff room or indeed the corridors at times.
Yes.
You've got nowhere else to put them. What about
nowhere else to go?
Other buildings in Fermoy that you might use, buildings nearby. I'm just thinking of my old secondary school, I should say. Now they're building a new school, but at the moment you kind of walk up to the middle of Kilkenny and you might see a bunch of lads coming out of an old shop.
Yes, well, we've identified several different options and I've put forward several different proposals with the department. This is my third year fighting this case with the department. And I had architects' drawings ready for us to move to the local GA club, who were willing to host us and have our porter cabins there. I've also identified two other buildings in Fermoy town itself where I would be happy for our school to move to. But the department's line is that as per the divestment agreement, we were to open an existing educational building, which we're in, so therefore they will not fund a move. But my argument is that while we're in a Department of Education building, they won't grant us any of the additional space because there is another occupier upstairs. So we can't have access to that Department of Education building. So I'm just going around in circles with them.
Yeah. Now, is there an easy fix in terms of where that occupier could go? Because I'm sure maybe the department might say, well, listen, it's not as easy as letting kind of that school, Tony's school, expand. We have nowhere to go. We need that space.
Yes, and that was something we've explored, but I am aware that the other department that are upstairs have other buildings where they have leases on or ownership of in the town, and prior to moving to their site above us, did actually occupy other areas in the town. So while they're not under divestment agreement, they could move into the other identified buildings in the town which are ready for rental, So for me, they have other options. I'm not allowed to move because of my divestment agreement.
So it's like you've got kind of you've got this building that you're both in. You both can't fit there. They're allowed move. You're not allowed move, but they won't move. So you're stuck, squeezed into this space that you don't have enough room for.
This tiny space. Yeah, and I just feel that the department should never have signed on the dotted line. They should never have opened our school on site because we just can't fit. They cannot facilitate a four-classroom school in our current location.
And so what's the future of all of this then, Tony? Just continuing to lobby for change?
Yes, continuing to lobby and continuing to fight for the kids and what they deserve because, you know, I've got a huge staff who work extremely hard with the children. Our demand is growing. We have waiting lists for classes. And for me, I have to fight for what's right and what's fair. We're entitled to a four-classroom school and the correct space for our children. So I will continue to fight. And it's looking at options of putting temporary accommodation somewhere on site. But unfortunately, some of our playgrounds, due to a prior arrangement, some of the Department of Education land was kind of given to another entity in the town for storage. So we're currently trying to explore whether that land can be taken back by the Department of Education and we can put porta cabins on it. But that is a temporary solution. So for me, another site somewhere in town or a new building or something that can facilitate our four classroom school. That's all I want. I don't want to remove our cap. I don't want to go bigger. I understand why we were, you know, a cap was placed on this first day, but I do feel what we've been given is unfair.
Yeah.
I keep fighting for that. But yeah, it's a very difficult situation for us.
Ah, it is. And listen, I don't want to kind of understate how complicated sometimes these things can be. And I'm sure the people on the other side of this debate would say so, but I mean, the solution cannot be children with additional needs being educated in corridors. I mean, that cannot be what we settle on as we're just going to have to plough ahead with this.
We have an autism class which has been sanctioned. There's a huge need for it in the local area. We have four children currently enrolled with us who have on their reports that they should be in an autism class, and I can't open that class because I can't be sanctioned the space. So, you know, and the closest multi-denominational school to us is a 40-minute drive. Mm. So it's not like parents have loads of choice.
Tony, listen, thanks a million for joining us and sharing the detail of the story. Tony Maguire is principal of that primary school in Fermoy in County Cork.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.